What our people, particularly our young people, really need is hope. And it's scarce enough out there. They need hope for their future. They need hope that they won't find themselves having to borrow money, more money, to buy a plane ticket to far off shores like Australia in search of a living and in search of work. It doesn't have to be like this. Jobs can be created. And in my opinion, jobs must be created. And there are many tried and tested ideas in the Green New Deal with the potential to create thousands of new jobs. And a small reduction, for instance, on fuel duty would save hundreds of jobs and create hundreds more. Again, the jobs potential from tourism is enormous. The visitors we need to build a thriving tourist industry are already coming onto the island of Ireland. 7 million of them every year. 5 million plus come in through Dublin, less than an hour's drive from Armagh. But how many of those 5 million ever get to cross the border? We need to get them across the border. In our town centres, we have small retail businesses going to the wall. Remember, protecting and supporting these businesses protects jobs and protects the very communities they serve. That's why the SDLP will be rolling out our own regeneration plans for a number of these urban centres and rural towns and communities. And it's quite simply about taking the best of the ideas that are out there, there's plenty of reports, tons of them, and winning some local buy-in for an action plan. Our towns and communities across the north face another and more immediate threat. Our elderly, our disabled, our disadvantaged are all at their wits' end, and I have them in my office every day, wondering how they're going to afford to face the next day with the cuts that are already there and the more savage cuts to come. These cuts that the Tories are trying to impose here are driving people over the edge. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. Yes, we will readily admit there is a case for reform of the welfare system, to limit abuses and to focus the available money on those most in need. And nobody would dispute that. But you know, and I know, that that's not what this is all about. This reform is about something else. We here have a much higher dependency on welfare, and for a variety of valid reasons. We have had decades of underinvestment. We have severe underprovision of childcare. We have the legacy of the Troubles, with many thousands of people out there still suffering from the injuries. We have a debilitating physical and mental distress as a result of a needless conflict. And now again, on top of all that, we have Ian Duncan Smith proposing a further benefit, a benefit cut off after the birth of a second child. The last time we heard that was before my time. It was from Basil Brooke, I think, in the 40s. Delegates, this makes me angry. But it also makes me angry to hear the verbal somersaults of Sinn Féin spokesmen trying to convince voters that they're really against the welfare reform bill, while all the time doing little or nothing to oppose it. And I want to send a simple message here today to Alec, the Malik Maskeys and the Fra McCanns. If they're really against the welfare reform bill, all they have to do is vote against it. Sometimes politics can be that simple. People want a bit of clarity and a bit of certainty out of politics. People want a bit of clarity and certainty about their children's education. People worry as to whether their child will be able to get a free preschool place in their own neighbourhood, whether the local primary school will have a place for their child, and whether the school will be properly resourced or not. And this is, I'm talking to you on a day when thousands of 10 and 11-year-olds are sitting on official exams. Many of them doing these exams four Saturdays in a row. Parents are asking me, when will the selection fiasco ever end? I want you to know that we're working to do all that we can to ensure that parents' expectations in education are met. People need clarity and certainty about their healthcare too. And make no mistake, the SDLP is firmly focused on spotting and stamping out the creeping privatisation that's attempting to take place in our health service. And we won't shy away from taking the fight right to the House of Commons in Westminster. And we go to Westminster, where there's a job to be done. It's easy not going there, but people's interests are to be protected. And it's always better to have influence on the inside than posturing and posing on the outside. And when we're there, we build influence wherever we go. And you only have to look at the work that Margaret Ritchie is doing, working tirelessly for farmers on the DEFRA committee at Westminster. Mark Durkin has done a Trojan job fighting for stronger credit unions and better regulation of banks, and God knows we need that. And I have made some efforts myself on your behalf to secure the reduction and devolution of air passenger duty. And we will continue to work there at Westminster, and continue to work closely with our friends, particularly the Shadow Secretary of State, Vernon Coker, whom it was a privilege to hear speak to us this morning. Vernon has always been a friend of the SDLP, as long as I have known him. Delegates, the British-Irish East-West relationship is important, but the North-South relationships and further development are absolutely vital. North-South works because the engagement ensures that the people in the South, business community and otherwise, recognise and see firsthand the opportunities in the North. They see our strengths and our weaknesses economically, socially, politically and culturally. They know where we can complement each other. They know where we can do business. North-South development makes absolute sense in so many areas of our lives. We firmly believe that this island that we live on, the island of Ireland, can be so much more prosperous as a result, and we know that we could greatly increase North-South development. And that the issues we're looking at are providing space for cross-border healthcare, lots of opportunity, cross-border education development, shared telecommunications, or common energy strategy. These are only a few. But we must work together, North and South, in the mutual interests of the whole island. And I would just ask people to take a particular look at the All Ireland energy market and what it has done for us. In terms of North-South development and North-South links, there's no greater symbol than the Narrowwater Bridge. And let me just remind you, we had a few Johnny-come-latelys popping up for pictures when it was announced. But there's no greater symbol than that Narrowwater Bridge as far as I'm concerned. But our people in South Down, in Warren Point, were fighting for that as far back as the 1970s. We proposed that bridge way back in the middle 70s. And can I pay tribute to all of our representatives, all of the members and the party activists, far too numerous to mention, who argued for and fought for, and every time I met them they did my head in, demanding that the Narrowwater Bridge was the most important thing in cross-border development. Thank you for doing that. The Narrowwater Bridge is a victory for the SDLP, a victory for its values, and in years to come, the Narrowwater Bridge will stand as a proud symbol of unity. Unity of common sense and common purpose. 14 years after we proposed it, the North-South Parliamentary Association has finally happened, bringing together legislators from Stormont and the Oireachtas, and I want to welcome a number of people from the Oireachtas here today. But we find common cause on serious issues that affect the whole island. It was a privilege to be there a few weeks back at the first meeting of that, even though it was the DUP insisted that it be in blackout mode, but we still had the meeting. Within the North, the job of driving North-South cooperation has increasingly been left to us. And in my mind, it's not enough to have ministers and the executive going through the motions, going to the odd meeting, ticking the boxes. We need to realise the practical mutual benefits, as has been done currently with paediatric congenital cardiac surgery. This can be done on many wider aspects of the healthcare field. There are many opportunities. The other thing that distresses me is the manifest reluctance of Arlene Foster to engage with Leo Varadkar's plans for the gathering. A year-long tourist drive aimed at bringing home Ireland's global diaspora, Arlene was staggering in her lack of vision. The potential tourist revenue that could have been generated for the North on the back of the gathering seemed to pass her by. North-South cooperation, though, is far too important to be left to the vagaries of party interests or party politics. But we welcome the fact that others now recognise there's more to achieve. But the decades of democratic struggle show that when Dublin political parties are at one and working in cooperation with us, real progress can be achieved. Peace and progress have been well served in previous days and in previous times by a united approach. And in the new phase of Irish politics, now opening up, we will be asking all the parties of democratic nationalism on the island of Ireland to reaffirm their commitment to a joint approach to building a better future for all on the island. And that's the future that I want to see is one that has respect, equality, reconciliation, social justice and prosperity at its core. It's only through that unity of purpose in the present that we can ever hope for a national unity in the future. On the 1st of January, Ireland will take over the presidency of the European Union's Council once again. We are well advanced in our dialogue and our discussions with Dublin about how we can work together to ensure the whole island benefits from the massive opportunity that this stewardship offers. We in the SDLP are proud and committed Europeans, as well as being proud Irish men and women. When we look to Eastern Europe and the Balkans, the EU has proved to be one of the great peace builders of our time. And that was recognised last month by the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize. Our party was once led by another of the great peace builders of our time, recognised not just with the Nobel Prize, but recently also a papal knighthood. I am humbled. I am very humbled, conference, and asking you to take that moment to acknowledge the presence of our hero and friend John Hume here today. But he was magnificent, and we will never be able to repay or even thank him for the work that he did. We have a lot to offer Europe, both as a party and as a nation. Northern Ireland deserves so much better than a group of anti-European MEPs half-heartedly representing us when we could be taking much more and making much more out of our position there. We could be making so much more, particularly in terms of agriculture and the common agricultural policy reform. We could be making much more in the whole range of research and development opportunities and Horizon 2020 that's just round the corner. But let me tell you here and now, in talking to colleagues right across the party, the SDLP is determined to win back our European seat in 2014. And let me tell you that if I know the mood of this party, or if I can take the mood of this party at present, I know we will do that. Conference, everything I'm saying and everything I have said points in one direction. We're moving into a new phase of politics on this island. And let's be clear, we will not be thwarted by the evil attempts of a tiny minority, just as we didn't allow ourselves to be thwarted in the past. In my opinion, it's time now for a real reconciliation and prosperity process, which has been so neglected, to begin. We need that reconciliation. Victims deserve the truth. And if Sinn Féin, and they make a lot of to-do about a process of reconciliation, let them start that by telling the truth. The protection of our peace process has been used for far too long as a barrier to facing up to the need for truth and reconciliation. Truth and reconciliation is an issue that really matters to so many of our people out there. And we cannot wait any longer for that to start moving. We need real, meaningful, honest reconciliation. But behind that, we also need effective government. And we've had enough gestures and photo calls at sporting events from Peter and Martin. Unless those gestures and photo calls are backed up with sustained leadership and genuine, credible moves towards long-term reconciliation, they're only a charade. They're seen as cynical, and they in fact serve more as a barrier to meaningful reconciliation for the people of the North. Where, Peter, where, Martin, where is meaningful progress on the cohesion and sharing and integration strategy? I'll leave them to answer that. The SDLP is very clear. We want to make full use of our hard-won peace and stability to move on and create equality and prosperity for all. We want to recast our relationships to give us the powers needed to create prosperity. And in this new phase, we will begin to see the shape of a new Ireland emerging. A very different Ireland from the Ireland of the past or the one we know today. But we will need to work hard to make sure it's the new Ireland that we have campaigned for throughout our party's history. A prosperous new Ireland for all that treasures all the children of this island equally. Where fear is removed, and where we can proactively reach out to the Unionist community to show that as proud and confident Irish men and women, we fully respect their sense of Britishness. And more than that, far beyond flags and labels, we respect and will fight for their and their families' right to live at peace in a land of prosperity, of equality, and of social justice. So today, friends, I have an ask of you. It sounds simple, but it's really very big. I want to ask each of you, each and every one of you, to go back to your constituencies, your branches, your communities, and work with me to rebuild the SDLP and do all that is necessary to get us back at the heart of government again, because that's where we belong. It won't work if we're not there. And I just want to tell you, and I want to warn you, that in days to come, we will be proud to look back on our work and the achievements we've made for all the people on this island. And finally say, in the words yearned for in our party's history, we have overcome.
Conference. Thank you for coming and enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? I wish you all a happy journey and enjoy the evening. Thank you.
No. Much better.
Much better, yeah.